gotta be bold. This story gotta be told. On your fists, going and glow. This the sun, your empower show. Stay on go like a lion who on the prowl. Send your sales, help you get it. We doing it and doing it now.
Hey, Empower Disruptors. Welcome back to the Sonya Empower Show, where I ignite your online business and help you own your fierceness. Embrace your unique beauty, talents, and strengths. Rise above fear and step into your destiny as you build empires and shatter expectations together. Today, we're tackling something that hits us all right in the gut. Rejection. As entrepreneurs, it's as common as the air we breathe. A declined partnership, a product launch that fizzles, feedback that stings. Hearing no is just part of the game. But here's the thing. It's not the rejection itself that defines your path. It's how you respond to it. This week, we're diving deep into the fierce art of turning rejection from a crushing stopping point into an explosive launching pad for massive growth and innovation. Why rejection stings so hard and how to heal. So why does rejection hit us so hard as entrepreneurs? Why does that no feel like a personal attack that spills over into our personal lives, making us question everything? It's because our businesses are often extensions of ourselves. We pour our passion, our vision, our late nights, and our very souls into what we create. When our ideas or efforts are rejected, it can feel like we are being rejected. It can trigger feelings of inadequacy, self-doubt, and even personal failure, directly impacting our confidence and even our relationships outside of work. Crazy, right? But here's the fierce truth. No is not a reflection of your personal worth. It's a natural, inevitable aspect of the business process. It's simple feedback, a data point, a sign that perhaps it wasn't the right fit, or maybe it wasn't the right time, or that something needs refining. When you start to view it that way, you begin to detach your self-worth from the outcome of a single pitch or proposal. Rejection, while initially disheartening, holds invaluable lessons. The key is to approach it with a mindset poised for growth. Each no is an opportunity to reassess, refine, and reapproach your strategies with enhanced insight and determination. Ready to turn those painful no's into powerful goals? Here are my four sizzling fierce tips to remix your relationship with rejection. 1, analyze the no, find the goal. Don't just dismiss it or wallow in it. Look for the diamonds in the rough. Often within the reasons for a decline, there are gems of insight that can guide your next steps. Was there a mismatch in values or expectations? Could your proposal have been clearer, more compelling, or more aligned with their needs? Use this feedback like a master alchemist to sharpen your offerings and align more closely with your target audience or partners. This isn't about being wrong. It's about getting smarter. 2, fortify your no fear network. Resilience in the face of rejection is incredibly fortified by a strong support network. Share your experiences with mentors, trusted peers, or a supportive community. This isn't complaining, it's getting perspective, encouragement, and sometimes alternative strategies or solutions you hadn't even considered. This network reminds you that you're not alone in your entrepreneurial struggles and that perseverance is a shared trait among all successful entrepreneurs. So lean in on your tribe. 3, diversify your damage control. and opportunities. Rejection from one source absolutely means there are numerous others yet to explore. Don't pull all your eggs in one basket. Broaden your view and diversify your efforts. This could mean reaching out to different affiliates, testing multiple markets, experimenting with various marketing strategies, or even exploring new product lines. The more irons you have in the fire, the less impact one single rejection will have, and the higher your chances of finding the perfect fit for your businesses. 4, embrace self-compassion and celebrate the courage. Lastly, cultivate a positive relationship with rejection involves regular reflection, all right? And most importantly, self-compassion. Acknowledge the incredible effort and passion you've poured into your work. Celebrate the sheer courage it takes to put yourself and your ideas out there, regardless of the outcome. You tried. You dared. You did it. That self-recognition fuels your resilience and your readiness to face future challenges with an unshakable spirit. And that is a very important point. You know, that every rejection is building your resilience muscles, okay? And if you can't handle, you know, those no's, you know, in the beginning, how are you going to handle future challenges? Think about that. All right. So with that being said, my fierce entrepreneurs, it's time for your fab assignment. Yes, your fierce action breakthrough assignment. Because we don't just talk about it here, we do it. Your mission, should you choose to accept, is to reframe a recent rejection. Really think about it. 1, analyze the feedback. What genuine insights can you extract from it? What was the no actually telling you? All right. And it brings me to a very important point. When someone says, no, I'm not interested in your services, or no, whatever the case may be, don't be afraid to ask for feedback. Okay. And get their honest opinion. That's the only way that you're going to, you know, perfect the business as well. Okay. So once again, ask yourself, what was the no actually telling you? 2, discuss with your support network. Share with a trusted mentor or peer and get their objective perspective. You know, don't try to go at it this alone. You know, you have to learn how to lean on your support network. You may be a solo entrepreneur. You're like, hey, I'm a one-woman show, but learn how to lean on your support network. Even if it's just one trusted mentor or just one trusted peer, you have to start, right, embracing that there is power in networking. 3, identify one actionable step. Based on what you've learned from steps 1 and 2, pinpoint one concrete action you can take this week to improve, refine, or pivot your approach. Write it down, commit to that action, and then go make it happen. Remember, every no is not just an end. It's a redirection towards potentially greater opportunities. Dealing with rejection isn't a detour or a dead end in your entrepreneurial process. No, it's a powerful catalyst for growth, learning, and ultimately success. Here's to turning every no into a powerful go towards your next big breakthrough. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Sonya Empower Show. I'd love to hear your feedback. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Connect with me on social media. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more business empowerment resources, visit sonyasales.com. And for additional resources on personal growth and inspiration, visit chocolatedropinspired.com. Until next time, empowered disruptors, break free, be fierce.